I'm joined on the phone by the 57th governor of the state of Missouri, Governor Mike Parson. Welcome, and thank you for taking time to talk to us during this busy time.
No, glad to be on this morning to discuss whatever we need to discuss this morning.
We are hearing health experts this week warn of a potential second peak, and not just an increase in cases, but maybe even a potential second peak of deaths. And today I want to ask you about an extremely vulnerable population, and that's the elderly and disabled living in long-term care facilities like nursing homes. Other than closing the doors to outside visitors, what is the state doing to protect them?
Well, I think one of the things early on, I think we were all searching to know who's the most vulnerable people in the state when this all took place. And we knew right away, early on, we knew the nursing homes were a place we really had to take a look at. And we put a lot of resources there. And even as today, we continue to do that. As we moved up our testing, we are now able to what we call box in testing, like in the St. Louis nursing homes up there, we have so much trouble. You know, a month ago, 45 days ago, we didn't have the ability to go in there and test everybody in those locations at the same time, which we do have now. So the thing we're doing right now is we're trying to test all nursing homes across the state to be able to check and try to, you know, one, to make sure we don't get into a situation where it spreads through the nursing homes any faster than it does. So, and the other thing is you know, we've expanded the protocol for reporting it or who needs to be tested or what might lead to the coronavirus. So I think we've got about all hands on deck for our nursing homes in the state. We're putting a real emphasis on that. We're actually using the National Guard to help with part of the testing to make sure we got more people available for those nursing homes. And again, it's just one of those areas we know we got to keep a really close eye on because this virus is still here.
Those facilities are regulated and licensed by the state, and normally nursing homes have a couple of inspections a year. Has there been any talk about increasing the oversight there during this dangerous time, maybe more inspections?
Well, I don't think the inspection is one thing, but I think it's more about are you prepared for the Corona 19. I mean, it's a little different scenario than the normal inspections. And I think we're all doing a little bit more job, a better job of that through the Department of Health, making sure that people understand who's at risk, who may bring the virus in. And an example of that is does an employee work at multiple nursing homes that maybe could bring it in to do that. So we're trying to make all the nursing homes aware of all the statistical information we can. The other thing is making sure that they have PPE gear and the mask and everything for the employees to deal with the situation. And then can they isolate people? Those are all things that we're working on that are crucial to making sure how we deal with this virus.
Earlier this month, the virus had been confirmed in nearly 80 long-term care facilities. The individual facilities themselves weren't named. And I'm wondering, why is that information not made public?
You know what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch the
That's okay. Part. The actual nursing homes and facilities themselves aren't named, the ones who have confirmed the coronavirus. And I'm wondering, in an effort to, you know, have more transparency, but also to make the public aware of where this is happening, why is that information of which facilities have coronavirus confirmed, why is that information not public?
You know, I don't know that I've got a good answer for that. I guess Dr. Williams from the health department would probably be more of an idea how to answer that, or the local levels, whether it be the counties or the cities, whether they would release that information. I guess for me, you know, I think the more we know about this, the more people know about it, the better off we are. But I'm not for sure why they wouldn't be releasing the information.
And I should note that here in Springfield Green County, the Springfield Green County Health Department has released that information about a particular assisted living facility here. Speaking of the Ozarks, you know, here in the Ozarks, many of our listeners are in rural areas. The president of Missouri's Hospital Association has said that even with the federal stimulus money, rural hospitals are running out of money and really hurting. I'm wondering if you can give us an update on what you're hearing from rural hospitals in the state.
Yeah, I think early on, no doubt about it, they were in a critical situation as far as funding goes. And actually some was even losing employees and not being able to provide services on a normal basis just because of COVID-19. I think the money that came in through the CARES Act was probably a little bit of a lifesaver for a lot of them, or at least ways to keep them on to where they can move forward for a little bit. But look, it's going to be tough on the medical arena. It's going to be tough whether you're in rural or you're in the urban areas to get through this, because a lot of the normal procedure, a lot of things that hospitals are doing, you know, they couldn't do during the COVID-19. And, you know, it's just going to take a while for that to pick back up. But, you know, look, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for the 500,000 people that's on unemployment. It's going to be tough on the state. It's going to be tough on hospitals. It's just going to have an effect for a while. But the only way to get our feet back on the ground is we got to get businesses back open. We got to get people back to work.
Along those lines, it's been a busy news week. Medicaid expansion is going to a statewide vote. The vote will happen in August. You have so far not been supportive of expanding that program, and I know you have a lot to consider. You've said cost is a big one. Missouri hospitals have long said that expanding Medicaid would be a relief to them, and I'm wondering, does that move the needle for you at all in terms of your consideration of Medicaid expansion?
Yeah, it really doesn't. Here's the problem with Medicaid expansion. We know it's going to cost something. I mean, I know people will come out there on both sides of the issue, and somebody's going to say it's going to save money. But I think if you look with a little common sense, anytime you expand a government program, it never has cost savings. It costs you more money. And right now, you know, we're like fifth in the United States of taking general revenue now, putting the Medicaid system in our state. We're fifth in the United States. So I think expanding at a time like this, I think people just need to realize, you know, what that cost, what that's going to mean to the everyday citizen out there if we expand it. And I think that's what we want to do. Whether you're for it or against it, the whole concept right now is where the economy is, the way things are and where our revenues are down in the state. You know, the quicker we know whether we're going to have to deal with that or not, you know, we got to make those decisions. So really right now, you know, people trying to make a political issue out of it right now for like the August primary. It's just a matter of simple mathematics. You got to know, hey, how are we going to pay for this, you know, as it moves forward?
Lastly, Governor, I'm wondering if you can give us a peek inside your mindset in terms of ideology. Over the weekend, Lake of the Ozarks made national news when a video of people at a crowded pool party made national headlines. You've already weighed in on it, saying people made poor decisions. But you also mentioned you don't plan to further restrict that kind of behavior. And so I'm curious if you can just share about your ideology. Less government control has long been a refrain of the Republican Party and here in Ozarks culture. But on the other hand, government is also there to protect life and liberty. So I'm wondering, how do you personally draw that line? You know, what's the point when you as a governor say, okay, person A is risking the health of more vulnerable person B and move to take some of those liberties away?
Yeah, well, I guess number one, it's unfortunate what happened on the national level of Missouri being in the forefront of that. But I think it's also important to remember the majority of the people in this state, the vast majority of them, are doing what they're being asked to do. When you do bad behavior on something, as far as what we're trying to do is social distancing, it's not a crime in the state of Missouri. At some point, people's got to take the responsibility to do that. And the trouble you have is, what you know, if you, what you're trying to kind of build a criminal case against a non-criminal offense, and you know, when you do that, we don't know who's going to get affected and who's not going to get affected by some of these people. We don't know that yet, so we see what happens on this. So to be able to just jump in and says, "Hey, I want to arrest people or I want to do some sort of punishment for behavior, for personal responsibility," you just got to be careful with that, with freedom. I mean, in this particular case, it sounds pretty good, but the next time, all of a sudden, you want the governor of the state of Missouri to say, you know, who gets in trouble, who don't get in trouble, without laws being in place to do that. So it's a tough issue. Like I said, it's unfortunate they did that. My biggest worry is who that's going to affect and how it's going to affect us. And we're not going to know that for another 7 to 10 days, probably a couple of weeks. So it's unfortunate that behavior was the way it was.
Governor Mike Parson, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us today. We appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
And we spoke to the governor yesterday morning. We did follow up with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services on that question about why the state has not released the names of nursing homes with COVID-19. A spokeswoman for the department, Lisa Cox, told KSMU that Missouri law prohibits the statewide agency from disclosing that. Dr. Randall Williams, head of the department, said yesterday in a press briefing that local health departments may choose to share that information with the public. Many across the state have declined to do so. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.